If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 20th, 2024, and today the topic is remember whose you are. You know what? I'm going to be honest and transparent with you guys in the audio version of this juice this morning, because this is technically take two. Of me recording. I'm actually on two devices now just to make sure this thing records one way or the other, because in Jesus' name, y'all gonna get this juice today. In Jesus' name. Now, to be honest with you guys, like I said, well, y'all didn't hear me say before, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in my heart and mind this morning. I gave the update about like what all I did yesterday. I didn't do too much. Let's just go ahead and talk about this conversation about remember whose you are. You know, long story short, to be honest, I guess, and to let you guys know where this topic came from. I mean, I don't know how honest, transparent what God want me to be. Should I tell it all? I don't know. But long story short, your girl is human. You know what I'm saying? Your girl has fallen short. Your girl is not, you know, always being the best representation of Christ, my husband, myself, or anything. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, I try my best to come on here and share with you guys in real time different things that the Lord is doing in my life, again, with me, for me, and through me. And so today is no different. So even in this regards to falling short, and in this regards to, you know, understanding and remembering whose I am, I hope that it will encourage you and inspire you to do the same. So that's pretty much where today's juice comes from. I want to go ahead and get into it. I'm gonna give NJ a chance to say hello so he can go ahead and go. Because this is a serious juice this morning, so mommy needs to go ahead and get it done. Okay, so go ahead and say hello to the people.
Hi, everyone. This is my mommy's.com/YouTube video.
Okay. And we're going to pray that everything works now in Jesus' name, right?
In the Lord of heaven.
That's right. Okay. Now, can you excuse me? I'll let you come back at the end. All right, so with that being said, y'all, let's go ahead and get into this juice. Honestly, this morning I woke up around 4:38, and it was kind of significant because, again, with everything that I was going through last night, a lot of mental back and forth, things of that nature, I knew that the Lord was going to wake me up this morning with some type of juice, you know. I thought maybe perhaps it'd be like strong rebuke or something along those lines, but you know, God is merciful. You know what I'm saying? He's graceful, and I'm grateful for it. But anywho, so yeah, I woke up this morning around 4:38, and there was a lot of, again, things on my heart and mind. So I ended up looking into a lot of different topics centered around my situation and whatnot. And so ultimately, remember whose you are was pretty much, you know, reiterated or, I guess, inspired by the verse that I woke up to this morning, as well as the prayer and meditation that I listened to on the Soul Space app. So the verse that I woke up to this morning was John 4:38. It says, I sent you to reap that where ye bestowed no labor, other than other men laboreth, and ye are it entered with their labors. So, you guys can go and make sure I said that word right, after ye are, but, ultimately what I was reminded of this morning is that I have work to do. The Lord has chosen me and I have work to do. And the work that I'm doing is continue work from the previous people in the past. That was a good reminder for me, this morning, and a good, again, wake up call, a little bit of a nudging or whatever the case may be to, again, remind me whose I am. When I looked up the definition of whose this morning, this is what it says. Belonging to or associated with which person. At the end of the day, again, like the Bible tells us, we will know them by their fruit. At the end of the day, you know, your fruit is going to say or let you know whose you are. Again, I feel like I'm not trying to uplift myself or whatever the case may be. I'm just acknowledging that, again, I sin and fall short because we all sin and fall short, right? And so at the end of the day, how I handle that situation tells me whose I am. Like, me, I ended up starting reflecting, thinking about how I heard God, you know, and things of that nature. And so, you know, there's those of us that don't go through that journey. Some of us is cool with sin, you know what I mean, and all those different type of things. And so, again, I'm just here to remind us this morning of how to know whose you are, basically from your fruit that you produce. But let's keep going, y'all, because, again, I really do hate when things, like, don't go the way it's supposed to go. And like, for example, what happened in the previous recording, what I found that happened was, like, part of it was recorded and then the rest of it was silent. So the rest of, like, that whole time that I'm sitting here telling you guys each and every aspect of different stuff, it's like stuff you can't get back. So, you know what I'm saying? So when you're live, it's just like theater. It's like there's moments and things that happen in live events that you just can't reproduce. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, like, fake out here with y'all. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, whatever I share to you guys, especially when I'm live, is not no scripted situation, you know, outside of me sharing the verses. So anyway, I mean, but who knows? Like I said, perhaps this will be a better juice. So here we go. Let's go to the next verse that I felt led to share with you guys this morning. It was 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession of the sins. You know, I went deeper about that this morning. I looked into, you know, what is confessing my sins. I looked into, you know, how to confess to God. Should we confess to others? And things of that nature. Some of those things I did put into the Go Deeper section. So again, if this resonates with you in any way, if you're somebody that, you know, you find yourself, for example, maybe in habitual sin, like things that keep coming up in your life and you're like, Lord, you know, I thought that I could get to the point where it just, you know, would go away because I'm with you or whatever the case may be. Well, one, again, that's a false narrative. And I guess I'm here to debunk it and let people know that at the end of the day, yes, you come to Christ and things are great, right? It renews your heart and your mind to come to Christ. But at the end of the day, you're still going to go through temptations. You're still going to go through struggles. You're still going to go through the ups and downs of life. But the difference is how you handle it, how you see it, how you approach it, what you do with it, and things of that nature. And so, you know, I just want to remind us all of that. And again, I feel like the juice this morning is for people that are going through those type of things. I didn't necessarily have many other verses that I felt led to write down. There are some in the Go Deeper section that you guys can peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. What I was reminded of this morning as I listened to the prayer meditation was this. It said, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Even though I fall short, even though, you know, again, we all have sin and all those different things. At the end of the day, God can make your test into a testimony. God can make that thing beautiful. Again, all things can work together for the good of those that love God. So, you know, I know I was struggling, you know what I'm saying? And I know that, again, like I was reflecting, I was, when I got done with the juice earlier, the song Your Mercy by Blessed came into my heart and mind, or I think their name, The Blessed, the group called The Blessed. And then I had a time, you know, a little bit of chance to listen to it before I went live just now. And honestly, it really, truly resonates with my heart and my feels. You know, I haven't always been good. And sometimes I don't do what I should, but the Lord's mercy, it always endures. And I'm just so thankful. You know what I'm saying? I'm so thankful and so grateful for that. And so one thing I did feel led to write down this morning was some of the things and the thoughts that came into my heart and mind as I was reflecting on my situation. And so this is what I felt led to share with you guys this morning. And again, I hope it will encourage you and inspire you. So the first thing I felt led to write down was this is another example of the importance of what Jesus died, what Jesus did for us, which is dying on the cross for our sins and things of that nature. Like me going through my journey, me going through, you know, falling short and having to get back up again and repent and all those different type of things. Those things are reminders to me that, hey, Miracle, you're never going to be perfect. And that's why I had to do what I had to do. That's why I did that for you. So I thank the Lord for reminding me of that this morning. And I thank the Lord for, the grace and mercy that gives to me, knowing that, okay, I don't have to worry about being perfect. I know, again, we come to Christ and we want to think that we perfect. We ain't do no wrong and stuff like that. We tend to forget, again, you know, what we go through and stuff like that. We don't have no grace and mercy for nobody else. At the end of the day, you know, again, we all have sinned and fallen short, and we all going to continue to sin and fall short. That's what makes the gospel what it is. That's what makes what Jesus did so important. And I can't reiterate that enough. I mean, you know, again, I know we like to question that. We're like, why is this whole Jesus thing so important? I don't need Jesus to talk to God, da, 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 da. We say all those things, and then we ultimately try to be like DIY and doing it for ourselves. Well, guess what, friend? You're never going to be able to do it for yourself. We're not going to be able to, you know, follow every commandment. Even if you try to follow them all, you're still going to fail in one point, and that makes you guilty. So until you understand that and get that, then you're really not going to receive and understand, again, the magnitude of what Christ did. And, you know, again, how important that is. And so I just had some time to reflect on that this morning. And so that's something that I wrote down as I was reflecting. Another thing that came to my heart and mind this morning is just appreciation for how the Lord, you know, was gentle with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, you know, he gently reminded me of who I am and whose I am, that I am his and that I got work to do. At the end of the day, you know, yeah, he could have rebuked me this morning. Yeah, he could have, you know, cast me down. Yeah, he could have took me out and all those different type of things. But at the end of the day, you know, I wake up this morning with grace, mercy, and you know, as I read the first verse this morning, it's like, again, I feel like if you truly read the Bible, you will truly see the heart of God. Like, he said under his own words, he did not come to condemn, but to save. And so, you know, ultimately, again, it's up to us to receive it. But I mean, there's just something beautiful about that to me at the end of the day. And just, again, knowing that, you know, that he's being patient with me, he's long suffering and all those different type of things. Again, it holds me accountable to give that to my brother and my sister. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. I know a lot of people question me a lot. They're like, you too nice, you too this, you too that, you forgive people, da, 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 da. At the end of the day, this is what the Lord has done to me, and I have to pay it forward, as they say. You know, again, yeah, I got to give grace and mercy to my husband, my family, my friends, whoever, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, God has given this to me, you know? And so, you know, I just really appreciate it, you know, getting the nice reminder, getting the rebuke, sure, getting the, you know, chastisement and all of that type of thing. But ultimately, he reminded me again of who I am, whose I am, and that he has chosen me and that he got work for me to do. And that was just a beautiful thing to reflect on this morning. Last thing that I felt led to share with you guys this morning that I was reflecting on is that it was really, truly good for me to get, you know, the thought out of my heart and my mind. You know, I guess I'm somebody that tends to, lately at least, I've been like really holding on to things, and then I end up sharing it with other people and things of that nature. And, you know, that may not always be the best way to do. I think I need to renew or rethink the way that I, you know, handle, you know, my thoughts and the temptations and the, you know, struggles and whatnot that I'm going through. I need to take those things to the Lord first. I need to really get intentional about that. One thing I used to do back in the day that I think I might need to pick back up is journaling. Because again, there was something about just, you know, typing out my feelings. I was typing it in my notes. And I do it every now and then, but I used to do it more regularly at one point. And I think I might need to start back doing it again and being more intentional about when I'm going through things or when something's on my mind or when I'm struggling and all those different type of things. You know, writing it out to the Lord or letting, you know, again, presenting it to the Lord first. So that's something that I feel like I need to do. I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by all the different things that I'm doing here, as well as me sharing and again, being open and transparent about my struggles. Even though, yes, you might not know the details, but at the end of the day, you can fill in the blanks with your thing at the end of the day. Like, at the end of the day, again, we all have sinned and fallen short. We all, you know, have a cross to bear. And what he's done, again, is for each and every one of us. We can all receive the grace and mercy. And then once you do, you'll start to see, again, the kindness that he shows us. The beautiful way that he just shows his love for us regardless of what we do. And I know we struggle to do that with one another. But we really need to try our best to be more like Christ. And that's ultimately the juice this morning, y'all. Again, I'm a little bit frustrated because I hate that you guys didn't get the juice earlier when I had already recorded it. But again, I'm thankful to be able to record it again. And if it don't work again, I will come back and record it again, because y'all, I feel like this juice is just that important. And it's probably a reason why I keep be trying to be blocked and things of that nature. So again, I hope and pray that you guys have received it this morning. But yeah, like I said, that's the juice. You guys can go deeper, plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section. More articles that you guys can check out at gotquestions.org. Let me share with you guys some of those articles. One of them is called How Can I Overcome Habitual Sin? You guys can check out that article at gotquestions.org. I'm trying to pull it up real quick so y'all can know where to go, but those that are live. But again, it's gotquestions.org. I put it on here almost every day. So, yeah. And another article that I took a look at that really blessed me this morning was what is confession of sin? And then the last one was, what does the Bible say about forgiving yourself? I know sometimes we struggle with forgiving yourself. Like, when you fall short and things of that nature, or you know that, man, Lord, it's like you beat yourself up. At least I tend to do that, but by doing that, we're not, again, accepting the grace and mercy that God has given us. We're not acknowledging God and what he did, through Jesus and things like that. And so we got to learn to forgive ourselves at the end of the day as well. And so, again, I hope that you guys are encouraged by all these things. That's ultimately the juice. Let me go ahead and share with you guys the Bible verse of today. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It just pretty much says, pray without ceasing. There's nothing too much that I need to add to that. Again, what would our lives look like if we truly did what the word tells us to do and operate in the way it tells us to do? It tells us to pray without ceasing. If I was praying without ceasing, then maybe there would have been no room for me to fall short, right? There would be no room for me to, find myself in quote unquote habitual sin, or whatever the case may be, right? And so, again, I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired by these things. And I hope and pray to God that this thing recorded. But ultimately, this is the juice. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Visit chatholybible.com to download the Bible Chat and Study app today. Embark on a transformative journey of faith. Your connection with Scripture starts now.